This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
To welcome you and to say good afternoon. Today, I am doing one of the most difficult things that I've had to do in my professional career. After what has been a wonderful career that has spanned some 35 years, I am announcing my retirement at the end of this school year. I have spoken to each of my board members, who I have enormous respect for, and I will be officially submitting my intent to retire letter this evening at our Board of Education meeting. In some way, shape, or form, each of my current board members and their predecessors that were responsible for appointing me as the interim superintendent and later as the permanent superintendent, have certainly served as mentors to me in this role. It's just surreal for me to be making this announcement, but my last day serving as the superintendent of the Buffalo Public School District will be at the conclusion of this school year on Monday, June 30th, 2025. My rise from a kindergarten student at School 90 on A Street to a graduate of Riverside High School in Black Rock, and as a school guidance counselor, a supervisor, a director, a principal, an assistant superintendent, an associate superintendent, interim superintendent, and now permanent superintendent, has been a journey of hard work, commitment, and nothing short of love. I have always taken every job that I have had with this district seriously, and regardless of the title, I have tried to lead with integrity, openness, inclusivity, strategy, honor, and love, always keeping the big picture, which are the children, in mind. I am so grateful for the wonderful opportunities to grow in this district and to have contributed to the education and growth of our children and mentoring countless leaders. Now, I'm sure some will wonder, why now? The board has not asked for me to submit a letter of retirement. I have a wonderful relationship with this board. But because I love what I do, if I'm honest, it would never be the right time for me to retire. I would keep pushing it out year after year. And why now? It is because I am confident, more confident than ever before, that this school district, the second largest in New York State, is in a very good place. You may remember when I was appointed as the interim superintendent, it was a time of great uncertainty. But I am pleased to report that we all, this community, all of the staff in each of my schools, our parents, our community, we all huddled together, and day by day, we began to chisel away at the challenges that we faced by placing a high premium on safety and wellness, academic achievement, early literacy, student placement and registration, notifying parents earlier for school assignments so that parents can plan and make informed decisions, teachers, professional development, being visible and transparent, engaging all of our stakeholders, including students, expanding partnerships, fiscal wellness for the district, collectively settling all 12 bargaining unit employment contracts with integrity and fairness. It is the first time that I can recall that all 12 contracts have been settled at the same time, and we have placed a priority on recruitment, hiring, and retention of the best and the brightest staff for all of our children in the Buffalo Public Schools, because that is what they deserve. I am profoundly proud of all that we have accomplished, and it is all of us. It is not about Dr. Tanja Williams Knight. It is about all of us. We have come together to wrap our arms around our children, and one of the results is that for the first time in a decade, the Buffalo Schools is seeing an increase in our student enrollments, and that is a game changer. As the superintendent leading the effort, I am extremely proud of the fact that the Buffalo Public Schools is turning a corner, and really it is in essence because of the work that we have all engaged in. No one person could do it alone. So I'm wrapping up my career as superintendent in much the same way that I started. I'm doing a tour. This time, it is a 60 school, 60 day tour where I have committed myself to visiting every single one of our schools to witness up close and personal how our school leaders are leading, how our teachers and teacher aides and assistants are teaching, how our student support teams are providing counseling and support to our children. I want to witness the care that our cafeteria staff take every day as they ensure that our children are afforded nutritious meals, how our school nurses are caring for our children, how our engineers are making sure that our school grounds are sparkly clean and well cared for. But my most favorite part of the tour is to see the magic, to see the learning that is happening with our children. That is it. I get to greet all of our children in schools, to give them hugs, see smiles, give them fist pounds. I get to hear them explain to myself and cabinet members who are accompanying me what they are learning about. I get to hear them ask higher order questions. I get to watch them as they grapple with complicated math problems that honestly I'm not sure I could solve without someone helping me. It will also allow me to wish all who have wrapped their arms around this district, the staff in the schools, the parents, that although I'll be watching them from a distance. I'll still be watching. So the really amazing part of all of the career that I have had is that in some small way, I do believe that I have contributed to the betterment of the lives of our children. And that will stay with me for a lifetime. So I just need to say thank you to several people, to the esteemed executive level cabinet who are so experienced in their work and who I would say would be welcomed in most any school district in this nation. But for whatever the reason, they have stuck with me throughout this entire process. And they took a chance, this cabinet, on a novice superintendent and have been nothing short of professional, supportive, and loyal. My parent Congress leaders, now we haven't always agreed all of the time on everything, but they continue to come to the table and to be honest and open with me, and I appreciate every single one of them. To my general parents and caregivers, and to our community-based partners, to the current and the previous mayor and the City of Buffalo team, to the county executive and county partners, to the Western New York delegation, which is led by Majority Leader Crystal People Stokes, and to our United States Congressman, Tim Kennedy, and just to the City of Buffalo in general, I want to thank each and every one of you for your support and to extend my heartfelt gratitude and appreciation. I have spoken with our esteemed New York State Education Commissioner of Education, Dr. Betty Rosa, and to our Big Five lobbyist, Mrs. Jennifer Pyle, who both help us to move initiatives forward. And they have extended well wishes for me, and I shared with them my profound respect for the work that they do. And finally, to my 30,000 children, I want them to know that they are the heartbeat of this district, because without them, there would be no need for any of us. And so I want to thank each and every one of them, and I want them to know that nothing is impossible, nothing. Today, they are students in this district, and in 20 years, they could be me. They could be running this district, and so I want them to know that there is a village who believes in them and who wants the very best for them. I will always be a supporter of the Buffalo Public Schools. I wish this district continued success in the future. Thank you for being here today. I would ask my board leadership to come forward. We may be joined by one more. Board Member Scott is on his way, and we'll take questions.
Superintendent, your tenure began in the midst of unprecedented times for education, the pandemic, just coming out of that. What was the biggest challenge when you first took office, and as you now leave, did you achieve accomplishing those challenges and maybe correct them?
You're absolutely right. It was a difficult time when I came into the position as the interim superintendent. We had a bus driver shortage. We were coming out of COVID. We had had an unfortunate incident outside of one of our schools. There was a lot that was going on. And so one of the first things that I did was to engage the community. I have a really smart board. I have a really smart cabinet. But we needed to hear from the people, not what we thought was best, but what their hopes and dreams were for the children in this district. And so that was one of the first things that I initiated, a community tour to hear from the public, and I was a bit surprised at some of what I heard, which was that they did not necessarily feel that their voices were heard. Sometimes they felt marginalized. They did not necessarily feel engaged, and they didn't have a lot of trust in the district. The evidence was that we were losing children. You know, children, the parents were making choices other than the Buffalo Public Schools. And from that, from just listening, going to various zip codes, churches, community centers, schools, meeting with union leaders, students, everyone who would veer to share some things with me, I was willing to listen. And from that, we created a community-inspired 5x2025 framework on what they said the priorities for them were. And I'm very pleased. And that is why I can make my announcement today in good spirits, because we did accomplish almost everything that is in that 5x2025 framework. Now, there's one thing that we did not get to accomplish, but I'm confident that it will happen in the near future, and that was finding a home for middle, early, college, high school. That's the one thing.
When you think about the challenges facing the district and the students, we hear about math scores, we hear about English scores, we hear about attendance. Do you think you've set the district on the path forward to help those issues be solved?
I absolutely do. And, you know, even though we faced, like schools across the nation, the ending of the ARP ESSER funds last year, and so all school districts were facing huge deficits. Buffalo Public Schools was no different. But what we did do was to prioritize what the board has shared as goals for the superintendent, and that is reading, mathematics, mental health wellness. And so we did not cut positions like school counselors and school psychologists and social workers. We want our children well. We did not cut school security officers because safety has to be first. We did not cut attendance teachers because we want our children in school. So we're continuing to work on those things, but we've prioritized those areas.
Something you highlighted in your speech and was highlighted when you took the position was the fact that you were born and bred here through BPS. How did that help you in your role, and do you maybe see your successor already in the system?
I do think, for me, it helped me. Now, I'll be honest, I'm a different kind of superintendent, and I know that, and I embrace that. I use social media because my children and my parents are on social media, and so that's how we advance things that are happening in this district. We help to rewrite the story of the Buffalo schools, and people want to know their leader. You know, they want to know their leader. And so I intentionally, you know, shop places where I know parents are, the hair salon that I go to, where I know people will be at. And one thing that I do, I take time with every single parent or person that stops me and just wants to chat for a few minutes, whether it's an issue or if it's something that's great that's happening. I do that. And so I do believe, being a hometown girl, I know Buffalo schools. I know Buffalo schools. I was a student from kindergarten through 12th grade, and I came back and have worked 35 years in the Buffalo schools. And so I know everyone. I know every, you know, lots of people, not everyone, but lots of folks. And for me, it has been helpful. I trust the board in whatever decisions they make moving forward. I don't know if Board President would like to share a little bit about that, but certainly I trust their decision.
Thank you, Dr. Williams-Knight. As a board president, we will respectfully accept, with sadness, Dr. Williams-Knight's resignation. She did come.
Retirement.
What did I say? Resignation.
Yes. Retirement.
So with sadness as well. She did come at a time 3.2 months ago in a tumultuous time. And we looked at her background, as you mentioned, that she was Buffalo grown. So was I. We have similar trajectories in life. But we're going to proceed and hire and appoint an interim before she leaves. And we also will hope to find a superintendent that will use the same platform that she's used to make this district move forward. We now have a relationship with the Council of Great City Schools that includes an adoption of student-focused outcome governance. And as Dr. Williams-Knight mentioned, the goals that we have set forth for the superintendent and her staff are just what you mentioned: literacy, math, increase those areas, and proficiency and college and career readiness. So we're excited as a board that we have made some gains, some slight gains. We got a lot of work to do, but we're excited that some of us have been trained. Vice President Cindy McCutcheon has also been through the course, and we have two current at-large members who are new, Adriana Zulik and Zanita Everhart. Both are engaged in that year-long training. So we're prepared to further this district in all the areas that we set the goals in.
Anything you want to add? Just wanted to say that we are going to go through a search process to identify the right candidate, whether that is here internally, because folks are going to have the ability to apply, or if we are to find somebody externally. And we don't have the answers right now, but we are sitting around talking about it and developing what that course of action is going to look like. And there will be information forthcoming as we move in that process.
When do you hope to have the interim?
Well, we know that Madam Superintendent is leaving us June 30th, right? So we do have a bit of a window. So the idea would be to identify that person in March, hopefully at the March board meeting. Don't hold us to that because things take time, but the goal is March. Absolute worst case scenario would be April.
Is there any fear moving forward with, it's speculation at this point, but speculation of cuts to the Department of Education nationally, trying to hire someone here locally with a change this significant to the district, any fear with funding or anything like that moving forward?
Let's take it. So there's always a fear.
Yeah, there's always fear. There's always when we talk fear about cutting funding for children that need it, but, you know, we will stay the course. The Absolutely. District will stay the course, and you know, with the goals and the priorities that you heard President Dr. Evans Brown talk about, those will continue to be the priorities. Even if there is funding that is cut, there will most surely be a need for a superintendent to lead the district. Absolutely. And I'll work with whomever the board selects to be superintendent, because for me, as I shared, the big picture is the children, and the children need, you know, that kind of consistent transition to happen.
Around the time you assumed office, there was, of course, those high-profile incidents from a public safety standpoint. At Mm-hmm. There's been some other incidents over the years. Do you feel like you've, as superintendent, been able to move the needle in making Buffalo Public Schools safer for students and teachers?
Most certainly, I do. But as you've heard our first vice president share, you know, we've come some ways. We still have a ways to go. But we have put in place a lot of measures to help ensure the safety and security of our children on all of our campuses during the school day, at athletic events, you know, the parents visiting the schools. We've put in place some operational structures to help to make sure that those things are happening.
Yeah, I'm curious from the board perspective, obviously, before Dr. Williams-Knight assumed the superintendent role, previous superintendent in the height of the pandemic kind of disappeared, and there was some instability with leadership. Moving forward, what's your biggest goal to make sure the strides you've made in the last couple of years continue?
Okay, well, I think first, it's important for a superintendent of this large district to live in the city. That's number one. That has always, well, has been a prerequisite, you know, for a superintendent. One thing about Dr. Williams-Knight, she's always visible. She's doing currently a 60-day tour, and I just, that was surprising when she said she was doing that. And then she came, you know, out the gate at the beginning when she was, you know, when we selected her, you know, going on these listening tours. So that's one of the prerequisites we're going to be looking in a superintendent.
Would you like to say anything?
Sure.
Way to put you on the spot, right?
hurried in from work. And I might be repeating anything that's already said, but just know that Dr. Williams-Knight came in at a very challenging time and immediately restored some stability and changed the trajectory of Buffalo Public Schools. And I just heard the president mentioning that her accessibility to staff, to parents, to community, to students, being out there in our schools, being responsive to their needs and concerns has been felt from day one and all the way up until today, where she has faced challenges and crises and tragedies head on with grace and thoughtfulness. And people really, really feel that, recognize it. And as a Buffalo Public Schools parent with two boys that attend Buffalo Public Schools, I have been so proud to have my boys in Buffalo Public Schools under the leadership of Dr. Williams-Knight. And I hope that we can continue the great progress that we have made under her leadership over the past 3+ years.
Does it feel more satisfactory, I guess, to be in this position than where you were 3 years ago with the superintendent?
Absolutely.
For me, yes. And I think...
That's a great question.
It absolutely does. And I think for the confidence that the public has in our district and what we're doing, and also I think for our process moving forward, it makes it... It's going to be a challenge, and there's going to be critics. But I think there's more comfort in engaging in this process and people seeing the progress that maybe are thinking about wanting to put their hat in the ring and be a leader here in Buffalo Public Schools.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, just one more question, sorry. Dr. Williams-Knight, based on our records, your contract went through 2026. Is there a reason why not just carrying out the end of your contract?
Yeah, you know, as I shared earlier, for me, it would never be a good time. And, you know, I'm a hard worker. I'm a work grabber. And so I believe I would continuously prove myself to the board and to the community because that is just who I am. I grew up with parents that had blue-collar roots, and they taught me early on that, you know, you do your best at whatever it is you do. And so, you know, I go 100% with anything that I do, but I do have two daughters. I do have a grandson who is awesome. I do have a new husband. I am very blessed that I have both of my parents. I have both of my in-law parents. And it's time for me to have a little more flexibility in my life and to spend a little more time with them because, you know, I've given a lot of time to the Buffalo Public Schools and they've all shared me willingly with all of my 30,000 children and my 7,000 staff and with everyone. But it really is just, we're in a good place right now, I believe.
As you think back to what you accomplished as superintendent, and I'm sure there's still things on the table that you might not have gotten finished. If so, what do you want to try to finish here in the last few months, and what's that goal specifically?
We have goals. We do have goals. We have literacy goals for our third graders. I want all of our children to experience growth and literacy. That's extremely important. Mathematics, I want to see that growth continue. We're looking at regionalization and working with component and suburban school districts to see how we can work together for the benefit of, you know, the Buffalo Public Schools as well as them. We've got blue ribbon graduation requirements that are coming up. I want our children to have a chance. That's what I want. I want our children to have a chance. I want all of our classrooms to be filled with highly certified teachers who are excited to be a part of the Buffalo Public Schools. And we're on our way. We're on our way. You've heard Board Member Scott, First Vice President Scott, say that, you know, people want to join the Buffalo Public Schools now. And I don't know if that was always the case, but I certainly know now
that they do. We get an abundance of applicants when we put out job bulletins now, and when I came into the position, that wasn't happening. So.
What are you going to do on July 1st?
Well, that's a question I did not anticipate. I'll probably come back here and I don't know. You know, I've worked my entire life from the time I was 14, and I worked in Mayor Summer Youth Program and all through college. I worked to help my parents pay for my education, and I have not, since I was 13, not worked. So it will be strange. Hopefully my husband will still like me. I won't, you know, annoy my children too much. But I think for a moment I'm just going to relax. Just relax.
I hear Martha's Vineyard's wonderful for
that. Oh, Martha. Okay. All right. Maybe. Who knows?
What's the last school you're going to attend the 60th day?
You know what? I'm just trying to get through each day. So we'll get a list to you, because certainly we invite the media to come out as we're going through the schools. We would like to know in advance so we can prepare our principals, but it's amazing. I've already started the tour. I've been to 6 schools so far, and it's just amazing. It's amazing that the children know who I am. I don't know if as a child I knew who the superintendent was, but it's really magical to see what's going on in our schools. But we'll get that list to you.
Yeah, thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.